Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday morning to all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. You can do that today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Go give a follow already. What are you doing with your lives? Joined by Jason Bishop.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. Yes, that is good.
Yes, sir.
We have a three-man show today. JP is in Florida for the UFC fight that's going down this weekend, but EB is here.
Hey, what's up? Yeah,
it's your three-man junk show getting you through this Friday.
It's so funny. JP had mentioned several times that he was doing that. It just, I know for me personally, just never really registered. So I came in today and I was like, "Where's JP?"
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then Drabby said, "Yeah, he's going to UFC," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot." He probably said it 10 times.
I mean, just, may have, yeah.
It meant so little to me.
Right. Yeah, doesn't matter if he's
not
here
my,
or not.
It's not your life. It's
it doesn't affect my life.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the show's better when we're all here, but
it's kind of the way I feel.
Beyond that, I mean, I don't know. You really care. It's kind of wild.
Yeah,
but everyone's just living in their own world.
I'd love to go to Miami, but not to go see UFC.
Actually, I've been to a few, Jason. I know it's not your thing. They're actually
I don't
fun.
Think I would enjoy
you
them.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's fun, especially if you have good seats and you're up there close, and they're beating the hell out of each other. There's something compelling about it, for
the
sure.
The crowd is what makes it.
Right.
The roar of the crowd and just how hyped everyone is on a fight night.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, especially
if maybe if I was there, just
thinking. No, when you're there.
Maybe if I was there, I'd have fun, but just thinking about it, I can't get into
it. Yeah.
Well, I'm also one of these guys, especially when my son's around, he's trying to find things that we bond with, and so we'll sometimes watch UFC together, and I usually don't know half the guys, but it's... Mm-hmm. I just like watching guys beat the hell out of
it
each other.
It can be entertaining. Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly not a UFC mark, but if it's on and it's a compelling fight, I might watch a little bit of
it's
it.
Certainly more compelling than boxing for me, you know? Unless, I mean,
so
boxing,
with the Tyson-Jake Paul thing, Drabby, it's on Netflix, right? So you have to pay extra?
No.
Okay, so if you have Netflix, you get it.
Yeah, okay. I guess. I don't know. I mean,
so I pay, what do I pay, $19 a month or whatever?
Is that what we're paying now for Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Might be more than that.
It might be more than that. It might be $21.99 or something. I don't
really?
Know. I know it's higher than it was a couple years ago.
That's a life leak.
Yeah, it's just.
I don't know if I'd watch it, but you know, it might be interesting.
I mean, I watch it for curiosity factor, not for anything else. Just curious, you know what I mean? Not like you think you're going to watch some incredible
Well,
fight.
I'm sure we'll talk about it, so I probably should watch
Well,
it
especially if it's free. I mean, there's no excuse.
Yeah, if it's free,
sit down for a few minutes. And
because it's an oddity.
I
mean, you got a 57-year-old dude fighting a guy
even
who's
though,
yeah, he's prime.
Even though, you know, Tyson's, you know, 20, 30 years past his prime, I wouldn't want to get in the ring with a guy.
Of course not. He would pulverize you.
Obviously me. But Jake Paul, and I know he like fancies himself like a real fighter, and I guess on some level he is.
He might be able to handle himself, yeah.
Yeah,
Tyson's 50, almost 60.
I know. It's crazy.
But some of the videos you see of Tyson he can still
hit you.
Brings it.
Like, oh, I guarantee he's still strong.
You know what would be embarrassing? It would be embarrassing if Jake Paul drops Mike Tyson. That would be embarrassing.
Oh, 100%.
Be embarrassing.
But I think
he's just like, he's just known for being a YouTuber.
Yeah, you don't want to get knocked out by a YouTuber. Yeah. That's freaking embarrassing.
Even though he's clearly got some skills.
I think it's going to be a work from the very beginning. Tyson already fought Roy Jones a few years ago.
They didn't even hit each other. They were playing pity patty.
It was awful. It was just a spectacle. And then Tyson went on the record like a couple years ago and said, Jake Paul's the star of boxing. He's like the future of boxing. He's the one that matters. Why is Tyson going to go in there and knock the kid out?
He just wants to get big payday.
I was reading also that it's unclear if this is a sanctioned boxing match.
Okay.
And if it's an unsanctioned match, technically it's an exhibition.
Because that's how the Roy Jones was.
And if it's an exhibition, there's rules about standing eight counts. There's rules about TKOs. And it just might be a whole farce.
The Roy Jones thing was a farce. It was a farce. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like a real fight.
I don't even remember that. I didn't watch it. It was just a dumb thing.
Yeah. I think I watched it on some...
I'm sure it was a pay-per-view. It had to be a pay-per-view.
I think... it was 3 or 4 years ago. I think Jake Paul was on the undercard of that fight, like when he was just starting.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to disrespect Paul in the sense that clearly he's put a lot of work in and he's made himself even though everyone thinks of him as this crazy YouTuber, he has made himself into a reasonable... fighter, it seems like, from my vantage point.
People want to watch him.
Yeah. But it is kind of telling to me, because he just lost his last one, right, to Fury's brother. Is that correct? I don't know. I follow this peripherally.
He fought this boxer actually last weekend and knocked him out in the first round.
What's that guy's deal?
He was just a retired boxer.
Retired, exactly. So what it tells me is that he's fighting these... Like, I always thought that Jake Paul's idea was to get to sort of legitimacy, but he's still just fighting like weird, like carnival acts.
Yeah, so exactly. It's just a work. Like Drab said, I mean, I have a bad feeling that this fight's going to be, kind of like the Roy Jones fight where they're going to fight in 16-ounce gloves, no knockdown rule, no knockouts. It's going to go to probably a draw similar to the Roy Jones fight.
Well, it just shows me that Jake Paul, they know that he can't get to that level. You know what I mean? Because they're just going to continue with the carnival act.
Yeah, but there's nothing I'd like to see more than just Mike Tyson drop this kid. I mean, that would be just great. Internet.
It's funny. I'm torn on him. I'm 54 years old. And I know too much about him. Sometimes I see interviews with him. I feel like he's a thoughtful guy. And then there's other times where I just think he's a douchebag.
Right.
He might be a little of both. I just can't imagine how much Netflix is paying these guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They could make... $100 million do it on pay-per-view. I
mean, right, that's
maybe they're paying them that amount. Who knows?
A lot less pressure.
But they're gonna hope that they get new subscribers, I would think, to make sense of it.
I would think
if it was a pay-per-view and you're charging, $150 or whatever they charge, $99.
I think it's just they're
you can pay them more.
They're getting into the live sporting. That's why they did the Nadal match last weekend. And so
what was the Nadal match? I missed it.
Nadal and Alcaraz had a match at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Yeah.
And what was it called? On Netflix?
What was that thing called?
Netflix Slam.
Netflix Slam, right.
I watched. It was pretty good.
They had the golf thing like probably a month or two ago.
They haven't done any of those pickleball things with like Agassi and those guys, right? That's a different channel.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, like, I mean, in 5 years, Netflix may bid on like an NFL package.
Right.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Do they have that much money?
Netflix?
I guess they do.
Yeah, they have that much
money. Netflix I guess
if they're jacking up the prices on us.
Their story is wild because they were doing the whole DVD bit and then remember where they transferred and then they did like the send you the DVDs and then remember the stock went way down and everyone was out on Netflix and then they crossed over to the streaming and blew up.
And also remember, I think early in their, embryonic stages, they went to Blockbuster and said, you can buy our business for whatever amount of dollars. And Blockbuster's like, we don't know if we're in on this whole streaming thing.
Was that a mistake?
And punted it. And, Netflix is a global monster and there are no more Blockbusters.
It's got to be so hard if, like, you're an entrepreneur to know if you should just cash out.
I know.
Or if you just put your balls on the table and just
like the guys who sold YouTube to Google however many years ago. It's probably a great deal for them at the time. But now, I'm sure you look back on it, it probably got hosed.
I saw this. It's an Instagram reel. It made me think of it. You guys have probably seen it before. Who knows? but like a wine glass washer. It's take a wine glass or any kind of, and you put it on this thing. It looks like a cup holder or like a, what do you call a thing? Like you don't want to get a stain on your table.
A coaster.
Yeah. You basically put it on a coaster and it washes it. Boom. Right.
I've
put
not
it on a coaster,
seen this
wash
real.
It. Okay. Apple offered him $3 million for the technology. Okay. For the thing, and they turned it down. And I think they've made it work, but they sell it themselves everywhere. Now it's sold everywhere all over the world. But
yeah.
If Apple offered me $3 million for my little coaster thing.
Sure. Yeah, you would sell.
Where
I might
I
sell,
sign?
Sell, sell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do I
I'm
sign?
With you. You got a good bit.
Yeah. It's like, especially like for restaurants, right?
Yeah, sure.
Just wash it, put it right there, and boom. Anyway, I got to come up with an idea.
You got to get on Shark Tank.
We've been saying that for 24 years.
Junkies head covers.
That's the best idea. I think if you walk into like the Sharks, whoever they are these days,
they laugh at you.
They would probably punt it away.
Well, I know Barbara Corcoran.
Yeah. Lori Grenier. Is that her name?
Lori's the one that looks like she might be hot, but probably not.
She probably made $1 billion off Scrub Daddy alone.
Yeah. Barbara, the old hag who made all her money in real estate, she said the biggest scam always is golf training aids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like that's where she's like maybe lost
the
most of her money. Like if you pitch a golf training aid, she ain't invested.
Yeah. She's learned her lesson finally.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably had like Ben Hogan pitching her golf training aid. She's so old.
Yeah. I just ordered a new training aid yesterday. I can't wait till it comes into my house.
What is that? Need to know. What is the
latest training
aid?
You look like Roy McIlvoy in Tin Cup.
Did he have a million training aids?
That's what remember when he had the shanks and he was in the bus? And he had something over his eye.
Yeah. And it's a funny bit I've thought of doing because I literally could swing with about 6 training aids on. You know, one on my left wrist, one
you
on my right
Norbeck
wrist.
With all of your training aids on to go to the range.
You're like a club pro guy, the guy on Twitter. Hey, did you know if you're a golf geek, you could have watched golf for 19 hours straight?
I saw that on Twitter yesterday.
Because they had, in Hong Kong, they had Live starting around 11:15.
Okay.
You had the DP World Tour on right now.
Did Anthony Kim play?
To be honest with you,
I don't know.
Outside Adam, I haven't even checked it.
I'm going to check.
DP World Tour is on right now. Then I believe there's a senior event starting at 10 a.m.
You have to be really desperate.
And then
to
you have
that.
The Puerto Rican shootout.
Right.
That follows that. And then congruent with that, you have the Arnold Palmer.
That's very right.
Good. And then everything ends around 6:15, 6:30.
It's a golfer's paradise.
So you could have theoretically watched golf for 19 hours straight. FYI. Cake, that's torture to cakes.
It would be human melatonin.
Cakes would play poker for 19 hours straight, but he wouldn't watch
golf. I would do that for 19 hours straight.
I think they're using that at Guantanamo.
Yeah.
All right, looks like he shot 76 again. But he's not DFL. See, this is why it doesn't matter. People got to relax. Like, Phil shot 80. Like, okay, Phil's older, but Phil could still go low. In fact, I think he did a couple weeks ago. Like last tournament, right? Didn't one of those rounds he go real low with the new putter?
I think he went low.
That's just the way golf is. So, you know, it's not great, but don't write him off quite yet.
Wow. So he's 10 over?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kim shot 76. You're right.
76. So, can you imagine not playing competitively for 12 years and then going out there and playing with some of the best in the world and trying to hang in there? And you got the
Dean
whole world watching
Dean Burmeister balled out from Stinger. the Stinger team.
One of the teams.
Yeah. I watched a lot of the API yesterday. I love it. I just love that course. I just love the overhead shots. The views are unbelievable. Uh-huh. But it was fun. It was fun to watch. Ricky struggled. Did you watch any of the episodes of Full Swing yet?
I was actually out playing, missing 3 and 5 foot birdie putts.
Well,
yeah.
I think the Ricky episode's really good.
I'm going to watch. I mean, I'm a bachelor. So,
and by the way, the Rory stuff is good because I've only watched 2.5 episodes, but you can tell, and you can see this yesterday because he struggled a little bit yesterday, but he's just going through this mental blockade of his game. Like he truly doesn't believe deep down. I mean, he'll say it publicly, I'm the best in the world, but deep down, if he's like in the locker room, behind closed doors. He doesn't believe he can win majors.
He's in his head now.
He's in his head.
Yeah, it's a problem.
100%.
Why you can hear? He
talks about that.
He's talking about it.
Yes. Talks about his game. He says he needs a whole new recharge, and his coach is saying, no, you don't need that. Yeah, he's just all over the place.
Has he been to like a – I'm sure he's been a sports psychologist and all that stuff, right? He needs the hypnosis.
I don't know. I mean, they do talk about sports psychologists with Joel Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's interesting. The behind-the-scenes stuff with these players.
I like it.
It's really good.
I just got to sit down and do it. I'll do it.
You got all weekend.
Well, they moved the Maris-Wagner game to 3 p.m. And I got to leave a little earlier on Saturday morning. Are they anticipating rain? Is that what it is?
Well, it's going to be crappy here, so I assume it's moving up there, yeah.
So they think just moving it 3 hours. So that would be to
Long Island?
Staten Island,
yeah.
Smelly Staten Island.
I would think that there's going to be rain in Staten Island this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, just check it.
Pack your rain gear, Ricky.
That sucks. There's nothing worse being – and I take pictures, you know. Yeah. I actually take them for the team and the school, and it's just nothing worse than just getting – pouring rain on you and your super expensive camera just potentially getting ruined.
Your lens just getting boned.
Yeah, it's not
by
good.
The downpour.
It's not good.
All right, here's your guest lineup on a Friday junk show. We got Kevin McCarthy joining us at 7. He'll tell you what to see at the movie theater or maybe on streaming this weekend. John Feinstein will join us at 8 as he does every Friday. And we'll be joined at 9 o'clock by Michael Phillips. He's the host of the MP on the Mike show. On 910 The Fan in Richmond, we'll talk Commanders and the stalled arena deal in Alexandria with him. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll talk about the Caps punishing the Penguins and more next here on the
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Just a reminder to the listeners, at 8:20, we will do our latest pick. We'll make our latest pick in the $10 to 10K challenge. We're into week 4. We're into the triple digits. Valdez, can you give us the exact dollar amount we're sitting on?
$126.20.
Okay, so we have $126.20. We need to at least double that this weekend with your picks. Not our picks, your picks. You come up with the best rationale and the best pick. We'll put our heads together, decide on which one we're rolling with through the weekend, and hopefully we make it to week 5.
Yeah. And if we get there, I mean, it's not going to happen, but if God, you know, God willing, we get there to 10K, we keep all the money, and yeah, you did all the work.
Yeah, that's just the
it
best.
Actually, it's kind of brilliant.
Best way to look at it.
Now, I've lobbied for the listeners to get a share But all these selfish guys here, greedy guys, have said no. So
I actually don't have a problem with the listener share. I just don't know exactly how that would, what it would look like.
It could be small, but I thought it would just be, you know, a token of appreciation.
Sure, right.
But Drabby and Valdez, they count every nickel on the carpet. So they
how many, there's just no point.
So what would it be, about 10, got 10 listeners? How many total bets we have to win to get to 10K?
I don't know that number.
10 or 11, something like that?
I don't know.
I think it's isn't it like eight?
Is that all?
It's
it
only
is?
Eight.
Whatever you say,
well,
I believe.
126.
I haven't thought about it.
250, 500, 1,000. It's like eight or nine.
Mm-hmm. It's 10 from the beginning. If you double up every single time from the beginning, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're a little ahead of that pace.
So we're near the midpoint.
Hey, look, if we hit it and you want to tip IBS Chris. Feel free, right. But he's getting paid in ADs right now.
Yeah, that is big.
And he has a new nickname on the show.
Right, don't attack me. I'm just.
I know. Well, you just want to give your money away. You don't care about money.
True, I don't.
Not blowing money.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's just a token of appreciation.
If we got to 5K, are we really going to lay the 5K?
I'll also lobby for a chop. I will also. Or like,
I mean, maybe
we
bet 2K like of the punt. Five.
Oh, I think we got to go the whole thing. Yeah.
I mean, I know that's the bit.
I know that's the whole thing to get there to have the world's biggest sweat.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big gambler. I'm psyched for my 1G or whatever.
Again, we have to rely. This is where the listeners come up big. We have to rely on their expertise.
Right.
Is there anything, gets us through.
Is there anything jumping out of them? But the thing is we're not taking heavy favorites. It has to be kind of like around, you know, even money.
Right.
That's the bit.
That's the goal.
Right, exactly.
All right, so that's coming up at 8:20. So get your picks in line. We're doing that in just about 2 hours. Right now, we'll get into the Junk's sports page.
I mean, there's hockey to bet on this
there
weekend.
Certainly is.
You can't bet on hockey. Although that's what hit last week.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Player props.
And you're definitely not. I'm not doing golf. I'm not doing golf bets. I'm not voting for golf bets.
Okay,
they're too hard.
That's okay.
Forget it.
We can do that.
Mickelson just shot 80.
I mean, people can try to convince us, but you sound like you're pretty resolute. You're not going to go with a golf pick.
Nope.
Well, if you had Shane Lowry, first round leader at API, big winner.
I watched him, but he dunked one in the water on one hole, started slamming his club.
I saw that. Yeah. He had four consecutive threes at one point in the back nine. He went birdie, birdie, eagle, birdie. That's just dumb. I think he went birdie, birdie, eagle, birdie. But there's golf to bet on. There's hockey. Caps won last night, 6-0.
Wait, always love
pummeled the Pens.
Love seeing them punish Pittsburgh. Doesn't matter.
The Pens
are
terrible too. But
is that sort of an inconsequential win?
Cakes is still an official grasper.
I am grasping. What did their percentage
move up to? They were like at 5%.
You know what? I'm glad you asked.
I'm going to say it's 6.1%.
I'm going to go to moldypunk.com.
They have 20 games left. They could get on a heater.
Exactly what their odds are.
The Ovi didn't do anything because you would have said so.
Yeah, he scored.
He's at 840.
He's got 18.
So how many? He's got 18.
He's hunting down one Wayne Gretzky. He's 55 away.
So he's going to get to 20, barring something spectacular.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get to 20.
Yeah.
All right. That's
good. I mean, barring something weird.
Yeah.
Like he plays in every game. Like,
yeah.
The Caps now, I mean, this is why I grasp. They now have a 9.8% of qualifying for the playoffs. If they win their next game in regulation, bump it up to 11.2%.
Hold on. I
just
got to
go on a little heater. That's all. Just need a little heater.
Now, the problem is we talked about this yesterday or a couple days ago with Did we mention it, Coach Carbs? The schedule
we
after
didn't.
This week?
We didn't. They play Chicago on tomorrow?
It's either Saturday or Sunday.
No, I think
here.
It's tomorrow.
And then they go on a 4 or 5 game Canadian/West Coast road swing that's brutal. 4 games in 6 nights.
Now, just kind of looking at the stand. Well, first of all, last night, Ovi did score. Milano scored.
Yep.
LaPierre scored.
Miro scored. His first NHL goal. And that, for people that don't know, he's a young kid that was recalled from Hershey. Cancer survivor. Great story. Mm. Potts, I believe, the fifth goal of the night last night.
That's a great story.
So, yeah, awesome story. Carbs talked about, like, he said he didn't know. It looked like Miro didn't know, like, how to react to scoring the goal.
Right.
Like, who to go to, who to skate to. And then Ovi gives him a face wash on the bench with his glove.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Miroshnichenko. But everybody calls him Miro.
Miroshnichenko, right.
Yeah,
Miro.
Just call him Miro. So yeah, he gets on the score sheet last night. Great scene. And you punish the Penguins in the process. It's a good night.
And Chucky bounced back from
Chucky with the shutout.
Chucky had the shutout. He bounced back. So, you know, if you're grasping teams like that, certainly teams below you in the stands, you have to beat. Now you play Chicago. Mm-hmm. You play Chicago on Saturday. Chicago's not good. So it's another must win.
Chicago are one of six teams on this list that have a 0% chance of making the playoffs.
Right. Chicago has 37 points.
Right.
Think about that.
Now,
so they're 16 and 47.
This harkens back to the game against Arizona where the Caps squandered 2 points. Like, you looked at that after they beat the Flyers. You said, well, you got to grab these 2 points at home against a bad Arizona team. Hopefully they don't fall on their face against the Blackhawks like they did against Arizona.
Correct.
And not have that happen.
Now, this, I guess this helps a little bit. Philly plays Tampa. So two of the teams you're playing or chasing are playing each other on Saturday.
Yes.
Philly is at Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of given up on chasing Philly. I kind of equate it to the in baseball, in the wild card chase, when a team's two games back or a game and a half back, it takes forever to make up a game and a half or two in baseball. So to make up 7 points with 20 to play is going to be nearly impossible.
It's going to be tough.
I think making up 5 points is going to be impossible.
The one advantage is the Caps have three games in hand.
That is true. That is true.
Now, the problem is they're playing three out of four playoff teams on that upcoming road trip out west in Canada.
So if you're in the Cakes Grasper Club,
come on, jump. There's plenty of room for you.
There's a lot of room.
Jump on board.
Then it continues tomorrow, and they're playing tomorrow night at 7, and they're playing the Chicago Blackhawks, who are the worst team, one of the worst teams in hockey.
All right, well, it's a must win.
It's a must win, right? Trades with the Caps. They traded another player.
I'm kind of a seer. Now, I sounded like a donk yesterday when I was talking to Stromer and talked about Eddie being traded already to the Devils.
You were sleep-deprived.
I was sleep-deprived, but I might be a little bit of a seer because he got dealt to the Maple Leafs about 8 hours after.
Which guy did you say?
Joel Edmondson.
Yeah.
Oh. They didn't trade Pacioretty or whatever?
Pacioretty. Patches still on the team.
Huh. What time is the deadline?
I think it's 3 or 4 p.m. I'll double check that.
So there's still time to trade Patch.
Sure.
But yeah, Edmondson goes to Toronto. And you did kind of call it yesterday, even though it hadn't happened yet.
No, I said he'd gotten traded to the Devils. That
the Devils,
happen,
right? He just had the wrong team.
He does get traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And
Eddie, we barely knew you.
Do you think that Eddie's not going to be the last guy traded, I don't think.
I don't think so. I think, McClellan's got a sign out front saying, for sale.
Right.
Whoever, sale sign.
Besides Ovi. By the way, Stromer had three dimes last night.
Stromer's just having a ridiculous
man. He's just earning his money
campaign.
But I think you're right. I think they'll certainly trade some more guys today. Maybe one more guy today. But trade deadline sometime today, and the Caps are currently 5 points back of Tampa.
3 p.m. Eastern today is the cutoff for trades.
Right, they're 5 points back of Tampa. They are 7 points back of Philly. Problem is the Islanders have jumped ahead of the Caps.
I know, it's very annoying.
They've got 70 points. So they're only 2 points back at Tampa.
Need them to cool off from the heater that they're presently on.
So, I mean, there's so many teams, and there's about 20 games left. College hoops, if you're paying attention, all the one-bid conferences are playing their conference tournaments for the most part this week. A couple of the locals last night, Dwayne Simpkins and AU, they lost to Bucknell in the Patriot quarterfinal. So, their season's over. They got pummeled 80-57. I actually talked to Simp earlier this week about this game. He said, Bucknell can score, so we've got to really do a great job defensively. Last night, obviously, they didn't, and they couldn't score themselves. So Simpkins in his first year finishes 16-16, 10-8 in the Patriot. Not bad.
What were they the year before?
I'd have to go back and look. A lot of guys came back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing not that well, because you know they made a coaching change.
Yeah,
but they lose there.
As long as you feel like you're going in the right direction,
that's right? Really right. And our boys at Howard down at Norfolk in the last game of the regular season last night, they lost. It was a chance to get a tie for the regular season title in the MEAC, but they lost pretty big. It was tight in the first half. I think they had it to 1 point. It was like a 1 point game with about 7-8 minutes left, But then Norfolk went on a run. So Norfolk wins the MEAC regular season. They win that game 77-58. So now the MEAC tournament will start next week, and that is played always in Norfolk. So we got to root for Howard. Howard in the regular season finishes 15-16.
Mm-hmm. See, for people that don't know, or maybe just casual listeners, yeah. The reason why Jason follows a lot of these guys is because they're DeMatha guys, right?
They are.
So Kenny Blakeney was at DeMatha when Jason and I were there. Rod Bolanos was our good friend, you know.
Yep, he was there
in our class. Mm-hmm. He's there at Howard now, and then of course Simp.
Simp, who went to Maryland, of course. And then more college hoops today. Day games all day, and then at night. And of course, there's some big Power Five conference games like Duke, Carolina at Cameron tomorrow night. I think it's at 6:30. All right, NFL news. You know, some of these players that are free agents are kind of re-upping with their current teams. Jalen Johnson of the Bears. He was going to be one of the top corners on the free agent market, but he signs agrees to a 4-year, $76 million deal to stay in Chicago. Includes $54 million guaranteed.
Yeah, almost $60 million guaranteed in the first 3 years. That is nice.
He's actually guaranteed $44 million at signing and will make $28 million in the first year of the deal. Think about that. He signs his contract. Mm-hmm. He's guaranteed $44 million, and then he's going to make $28 million in the first year.
Then he's
taxes take half. I get it.
He's bitter when he's half 50% of it. Yeah, so he's out.
For 14 million coming to him. But so he stays.
Good for him.
Jalen Johnson. How old is Jalen Johnson? Was he about 27?
Don't know.
The Rams re signed one of their guards, Dotson, to a $48 million deal. Kevin Dotson, because he was going to be one of the top interior linemen, but he's going to stay with the L.A. Rams.
Jalen Johnson is just 24 years old.
24.
He's a youngin'.
Yeah, so that's awesome. The Chiefs, they will re-up on a 3-year deal with linebacker Drew Tranquil. 3 years, $19 million. So a lot of these free agents are re-signing with their teams. We'll see what the Commanders do. I mean, the Commanders have only agreed to one free agent. That was Zach Ertz, right?
That's correct. One year, $5 million deal.
Yesterday. But I think they're going to be heavy in the free agent market. The one guy I see that they're possibly targeting is Jonah Williams from the Bengals, a tackle. Mm.
They just put up a video. I think it was the Commanders that put up the video. Mm-hmm. I actually watched it while I was driving in, Cakes. I have a bad habit of that.
That is a bad habit, I would say.
The Adam Peters being mic'd up at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, I saw that vid too.
Yeah, and everybody's coming up there and giving him a pound. Everyone, I mean, it's amazing. He has a lot of friends in the business, mm-hmm. obviously. A lot of respect.
About his wife, Zillowing, and Red Finning Holmes, whole bit.
And then the whole thing was him about how, I know, fans have a hard time with this, but how he kept emphasizing, we got our guy.
Right.
Right.
So everyone kept saying it was Ben Johnson. And
he loves him some Dan Quinn.
He loves him. He's like, man, this is our guy. Yeah. This is who we wanted. This is, you know. And we're just so happy. And everybody was talking about how much they liked him. Mm-hmm. Even one guy said something that resonated with me. So we had Quinn on last week, right? And I think you see this. And you know how he's always talking about, all right, let's rock on. Yeah. And, you know, all that.
Let's rock.
The guy said in the video, he's like, you know, he can come off a little corny, but that's just who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and Peters is like, yeah, he's unbelievable. He's so much energy every single day. And then Peters also kept saying, now granted, he knows he's mic'd up,
mm-hmm.
but he kept saying like the ownership group has been unbelievable. And he did say so far.
And that's such a huge plus because the ownership prior to Harris, obviously Snyder, was such a drain and such a suck on the entire fan base, the area. Like it is a breath of fresh air to have new ownership. And I know it's been like that for a while now, but like I don't think you can overemphasize.
I would
how
say based on
that
everything that happened last year, everything's a breath of fresh air.
Right.
Because new coaching staff, everyone wanted that. New quarterback, not everybody wanted it, but mm-hmm. a lot of fans wanted that. You're gonna get that. Free agency, you see all the holes on the roster, you're gonna mm-hmm. get 100 new players. High draft picks.
What Valdez, you wanted to chime in. I could just see you were desperate to chime in.
I was just gonna say we're talking about NFL and free agency and everything. Did anyone else realize that the Bills were in cap hell?
They are. So, they're cutting everybody.
Like, dude, they just released like three
Tre'Davious White,
Pro
gone,
Bowlers,
see you later, Poyer,
five starters. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not realize the Bills were just.
I knew like a team, and maybe I'm wrong on this. I knew the Saints were dealing with a lot of salary cap issues, and I know the Rams have at least have looming issues because all they do is like sign high priced vets and don't care about the draft. And like keep kicking the can down the road.
The Broncos. I mean, the Broncos are going to eat Russell Williams.
That hurts.
And they just cut one of their DBs, Justin Simmons, last night.
This Bills team is just decimated.
Well, it'd be interesting if they are able. Can they cut those guys, let them clear waivers and everything, and then re-sign them to a lower? Is that even a thing? If they wanted to.
I think most of these guys are going to get plucked.
Yeah, these guys are so good. I mean, like
Jordan Poyer
is a all-pro safety.
Mitch Morse will get plucked.
Kadarius White will definitely get plucked.
Hines, yeah, mm-hmm. White, yeah, he'll get plucked. Yeah, you're right. They let go five guys.
You know what? Good.
There's more guys out there.
There's going to be just a glut. I mean, Justin Simmons got released after 8 years in Denver.
Right,
and that guy's a quality player.
Yeah,
but teams, I guess, they look at some of the positions and say, we don't want to keep paying this amount of dollars.
Yeah, we'll pay a younger guy.
Right.
And was it Allen's contract? I mean, I understand it's a huge quarterback contract, but it's not like it's a $60 million hit mm-hmm. for the year.
Yeah.
Did they just like throw a bunch of money at a bunch of people?
And, I guess.
I'm sure they did.
And then they said, we'll figure it out down the road, and now it's down the road?
Yeah, I mean, they know they're going to have to pay the piper, but you can outrun the cap. But eventually, you do have to have a year where you just eat it, and this may be the year where they have to eat it.
Yeah, apparently it was the league's worst salary cap situation, and they are currently $19.7 million over the cap.
Right, and but Cakes is right. The Saints were in that same boat.
Yeah,
and they figure it out.
They always figure it out.
You just restructure, and it's a nightmare.
Look, they're going to have
makes it more difficult.
Yeah, they're going to have 53 guys on the roster. Yeah. But
Josh Allen has a $47 million salary cap hit. And they have 10 other players who had more than $9 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what's Diggs's hit? It's probably north. It has to be north of $20 million, I would think.
Probably.
Typically, what they would do is restructure Allen, spread it out, and try to create some space. We'll see.
Yep. Well, they're making some moves.
Yep.
And free agency is in a week.
Coming up at 7, we will talk movies and entertainment with Kevin McCarthy. He'll join us coming up at 7 here on the...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And some of our listeners may be preparing to eat their breakfast. Listen to this headline from the NewYorkPost.com, of course. Face it, eating carbs is making you ugly, new really? Study says. Okay, according to the study.
I do think I'm uglier.
Some participants dined on a high-carb menu, while others were offered a low-glycemic alternative. 2 hours after the meal, photos of the subjects were taken and handed out. Volunteers asked to rate each other's curve appeal. Those who ate the carbs, both men and women, were given lower facial attractiveness scores across the board.
Why, it made them puffier?
Those who wrote in their survey that they typically eat high-carb breakfast and snacks also tanked in the ratings.
I don't know. I do everything you're not supposed to do. I put cream in my coffee.
Carbs are so good, though.
They're so
eating
good.
Carbs currently.
So good.
Here's a quote. Give you a big fat face.
A quote from one of the authors
is. I have a big fat face. My face is fattest than it's ever been.
Facial attractiveness, an important factor of social interactions, seems to be impacted by immediate and chronic refined carbohydrate consumption in men and women.
Yeah. I've been on about a 2-year sugar bender dating back to like 2022 Halloween. Okay. I haven't recovered.
That was the gateway drug, the Halloween candy.
Yeah, I haven't
the
recovered.
Three Musketeers guy.
It's been a 2-year just
downswing.
Yeah. My wife buys this crap everywhere. I'm like a cokehead. If you put a little Hershey's Kiss there, or a bowl of Hershey's Kisses, I'm gonna walk by and eat them all.
Sure.
And then you refill it with Starburst. I'm gonna eat those. Like, stop doing that.
Can we get some chocolate and put it in front of you and see if you can just not eat it?
See, it would be impossible.
For the rest of the show.
Like something I really like?
Yeah, what do you like?
Like peanut M&M's. You definitely like peanut M&M's.
Every weekend, so you guys, when I travel, when I'm on a plane, I have to have a salt and a sugar and a water.
Yeah.
And I have to have... No, it's literally, I spent $20.
I know, Hudson News.
This guy's coming in again.
I know.
I get a $6 thing of M&M's, because you never know if I'm going to have, I get nervous I'm going to, like, something's going to happen on the plane.
It's like your pacifier. Sugar's your pacifier.
I got to have a sugar, but I also got to have a salt. I got to have water, but then in case if I feel like I'm going to faint, I got to have, like, a Diet Coke or something in there, or, you know, I got to have something there, too. So,
By the way, can we bring up?
That's how I live my life.
Drabby, can we bring up the story that we were talking about in DM yesterday, kind of dovetailing off what he just talked about, travel?
Or I forget what I DM'd you.
With our buddy Pitesy from PA, listener?
Sure. Yeah.
What happened? Something happened
to him?
This
is wild. This was, like, I saw this in my Twitter DM, wild, yesterday. It was a thread with me, Drab, and Valdez, and one of our P1 listeners named Pitesy that lives in Pennsylvania. He's listened to the show forever.
Great guy.
Great dude. He used to come out to the JPOs in Borgata. We met him several times over the years.
Does he still listen and everything?
Still listens.
Locked in?
Right, yeah, like 20-plus year listener.
Yeah. Apparently, he's like a woodworker, or he like a teacher
Teacher
in high school. He like builds guitars from scratch. Like he's a talented dude. Nice guy.
Right.
Junk's mega P1. Apparently, he got on a flight at LaGuardia that was heading to Memphis. Don't know what he was going to Memphis for, but that's beside the point. He's on the flight, and next thing he knows, he's vomiting uncontrollably on the flight. Flight has to be
diverted because of him.
They said, Pitesy.
He's dying.
Pitesy's dying back here. He's puking all over the place. We need to divert the flight to Charlotte. So mid-flight, they say, Pitesy's freaking out. He's puking all over the place. It's a disaster. Need to land the bird. In Charlotte, they take him off the bird on a wheelchair, shirtless. He's getting pushed through the airport he said he had all these heart monitor leads all over him.
They didn't know what was going on.
Didn't know what was going on.
Ambulance waiting out front for him, probably.
I would assume.
Dude, that's like what happened to me about 2 months ago.
So he had to, like, he rented a car in Charlotte and drove home and I guess went to the hospital and they ran like a whole battery.
Well, they saved the hydrator.
Battery
or something.
Of dust. They said it was dehydration.
That's what happened to me.
Now, he theorized that maybe he ate something that was bad that kind of dovetailed with dehydration.
When you're dehydrated, and I think you're up there at 20,000, 30,000 feet, something can happen to you.
I guess it didn't happen to Pitesy.
It happened to me 2 months ago where I was just up there chilling, and all of a sudden...
Right, you felt awful.
I was about to pass out.
Right.
And then, thank God, I started to walk towards the bathroom. I stumbled in the bathroom because all of a sudden my bowels started moving.
Right. Yeah, you told that story.
Yeah.
And it was probably dehydration.
I'm 99% sure. And then my wife started just feeding me sugar.
Yeah. More sugar.
But it got me, but it honestly, it's.
Yeah, it got you. You're like,
I was drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
Like I thought maybe I was going to die. I was going to die on the toilet like Elvis, except unlike Elvis, I would be going to be on a plane.
Like it almost sounded like he was borderline possessed by an evil spirit. Like he didn't know what was happening.
Yes.
No,
that's what happens when you're dehydrated.
He's getting wheeled through the Charlotte airport. Shirt on.
Yeah, can you imagine the embarrassment of being shirtless and being wheeled through an airport with everyone staring at you?
Everyone's pissed at you because you're diverting the flight.
That too.
You're causing travel plan problems with for another 100 people.
The plane is probably on tilt because I don't know how you guys handle it, but if somebody pukes near me...
I'll eat them.
It just puts you on massive life tilt.
Don't eat them.
The point is, try not to eat them.
Did
you count them?
Yeah. I'll count them one. Hold on.
Why are you trying to taunt me?
Because it's Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
There's an even dozen. There's a dozen peanut M&Ms on
them.
A plate.
All right, I'll try.
That's
torture.
Yeah. We'll just track that.
Hey, if you eat one, you owe everyone here a dollar.
A dollar
per M&M to everyone in here.
You know what I did last night?
How much are they worth to you?
No, all right. So last night we played golf, whatever, and then my buddy Gino played with us, and so we were sitting there at the bar, and I had a couple drinks, and I ordered food. Nice, great meal. But I had a sugar rush, so I said, you know what? I don't do this very often, but I'm a bachelor right now. My wife's away. They're in Orlando. It's just me. Going to McDonald's on the way home.
That was my move yesterday,
to get
too.
A Sunday?
I got a medium chocolate shake, and it was so delicious. Now, after I was distraught I was done, but then guilt started hitting me.
Right.
Because I just added 800 calories for no reason, and I felt like a huge glutton because I just had two drinks and a friggin' salmon dinner. Mm. I was full, but the sugar rush hit
me. Parmesan encrusted salmon.
Yeah,
it's good.
Hey, so you don't owe anyone a dollar, just because I just want to see your willpower. You need, and I know if you had to give $5 up for an M&M, you wouldn't do it. I really want to see your willpower.
See how long you can hold out.
All right, we'll see what I can do.
I mean, so tempting.
Just like staring at the M&Ms.
They look so beautiful.
Yeah.
They just do.
Is there a thing as like sugar rehab?
I don't know.
Here's what I often think of.
Probably.
Probably should be.
Here's what I often think of. Sugar killed Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest. And I remember reading interviews. He was talking about how hard it was to get off sugar.
Oh,
and it freaking
poor
killed
Fife Dog.
Yeah, did he have something?
Did he have
diabetes
maybe
or something?
He had diabetes.
Yeah, but he couldn't stop eating sugar.
Right, I understand. Like, but diabetes killed him.
Yeah, but it was because he was addicted to sugar. Like he's like, and he talked about it. He's like, I can't stop. It's so hard. You know?
Now I'm Googling Fife Dog sugar addiction.
Yeah.
He
died at 45.
One of
the
best rappers ever.
Oh, he's amazing.
Great rapper.
Amazing.
But he was tiny.
Tiny. Maybe that's part of the reason.
He's a 5-footer, right?
That
was his whole bit. Yep. His nickname.
I mean, look at, I can't get my eyes off.
Pour some sugar out for Fife Dog.
The camera can't see.
We'll put it by like on your chest, by your chest or something, so they can see.
The way you usually consume your snacks. Put it on your chest.
Hey, why don't you take a big sniff? See if you smell that chocolate.
That doesn't really. This is how I eat when I'm at home. So I would take these, and I'm laying down on my couch, and I would just put them right here, and I would just go.
You might miss
just
your mouth.
Shuffling them in.
And then I was at volleyball practice.
Dropped one. Oh, you got a runner.
I was.
All right, so we'll track that throughout the show. We'll see if EB can resist the temptation of the peanut M&Ms that are about – 8 inches away from his arm.
I can't get my eyes off.
Feinstein. Counter. He's gonna start grabbing them during Feinstein.
All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Kevin McCarthy hits all you want to see at the movie theaters this weekend.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.